That does it for today's episode of the Terry Project on CITR. Today we're also on CJSF and CF.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life. This is The Spice of Life, and we're going to play post-rock music. And I'm really excited for today's show because I've been spending a lot of time trying to pick out some good songs for you guys. So let's just get it started right away with a song from a band from Quebec called Appalaches. The song is Nomse. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hope you guys like that. I really like that song. Appalachians, they're a cool band. I just found out about them recently, and I really like it. Whenever I find a new band, especially if they're Canadian, I get really excited. It's kind of like, it's like a gift from the musical ether to my ears. So, it's a beautiful day out. Thanksgiving's coming up. The world's pretty good. It's a pretty good world right now. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I was working last night. I was doing some studying. And I get this text. And I was like, oh, a text. Okay. I'm pretty popular, so I get texts all the time. Just kidding. Anyway, I got a text. And I was looking at it. And it turned out it's from my TA, my chem TA from last year. And I'm not going to name him, but if he's listening, he knows who he is. And it was a drunk text. And it was Wednesday at 8 o'clock, I got a drunk text from my TA, and I'm going to read it for you guys just because it's funny and incoherent. Let that be a lesson to you guys. If you send me drunk texts, I will read them on the radio. So he sends me, what was that Bullrigba guy's name who did like 100 problem? How many did you use? And I think he was trying to talk about climbing, but instead of using the word bouldering, he used the word bulwurigb, which is spelled B-O-U-L-W-R-I-B-G. And I challenge you to write that out, or at least picture it in your mind, and think about how weird that is and how far away that is from everything. And I don't know what he was doing, but he was telling me before that he really likes going to these underground clubs, like these... It's like an abandoned warehouse where you pay like $5 or $10 to get in and you like bring your own alcohol and it's super shady and they get shut down by the police all the time. So apparently those exist and just like these weird raves, and he was talking about how great they are, and all I could think about was how unpleasant that would be and how much I probably wouldn't enjoy that. Because I'm not really into super loud and scary places. I like loud on my own terms, like loud music. Sitting in the studio here, just absolutely cranking my tunes. It's good. It's really good. Let's move on then. How about that? This is a band called Autolux, and the song is Turnstile Blues. It was a little more garage rocky than some of the other stuff I normally play, but post-rock nonetheless. The post-rock umbrella for me is an enormous umbrella, and I just kind of slide whatever I like into it, as you guys are probably familiar with if you listen to the show, and if you don't and you're just tuning in, you should, because it's my favorite show on the radio. that isn't to say there aren't other shows that I like more, but this is my favorite because I'm vain and I play what I like. So I, you know, it's a perfect fit. Oh, and I also love hearing my own voice. Can't forget that. So on that vein of vainness, what else? So this is going to get maybe like a little bit heavy for just like a moment, and then we'll move on. But I see occasionally on Facebook these groups that people make for someone that's passed away. And if this is something that you've done, or if you're listening from beyond the grave and you have one of these groups, I don't want to offend anyone. But I see these groups on Facebook, and I think that's not what I would want. Let me explain that a little more. So these groups are they're pages that people have made to help remember someone that's passed away. And it's like this outlet for people to say like, oh, I miss you, and this and that, just on Facebook to that page. But and if that works for you and that gives you closure, that's great. But to me, I think that I don't want a physical, like, I don't want a Facebook page for me. I don't want to be tied down to that when I pass away. I want when people feel like they need to say something to me to just think it, and then I'll be there to get it from you. And this blinding, flashing light that's, like, burning my iris in here, it's like a camera, it's crazy, means that someone's calling. So if you want, we'll try and answer this without hanging up on them, which is going to be really hard because I have no idea what I'm doing. So let's see. Let's try it. So I'm going to press. No, I don't need to pick up the receiver. Is that it? And then I just do that. Is there? Hello? No, I hung up on them. maybe whoever it is will call back and then we'll try it again. Because I really, like, I know it seems like I have it all together, but honestly, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, no idea how to do this stuff. Well, I have some idea. I play music, push buttons, talk. Those are things that I know how to do, but answering a phone is way beyond me. It's just, you know, it's just asking too much. So let's hear another song. How about that? That's something that I can do. That's something that I know how to do. This song is by a band called As the Poets Affirm, and the song is called A Voice Recited the News on the Radio. So, I'm gonna dedicate that song to my friend Alex, who was here last week, who does the radio, and his voice recites the news on the radio. So this is As the Poets Affirm. Here we go. Thank you.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Right, so that last song was really cool. That violin. I recently learned the difference between pizzicato and staccato. I didn't know there was a difference, but there is a difference. So pizzicato, and I'm probably wrong because I looked this up on Wikipedia, but in my eyes, that means it's true. So I'm like 90% sure from someone that knows nothing about the actual playing of music, only about the listening to, and even still, there's so much music out there, but I digress. Anyway, so pizzicato is when you have a violin and you pluck the strings, you don't use a bow, and a staccato note is when is like the note that it makes, like the really short note. And I don't know why I brought that up, because it's totally irrelevant, because that song had neither in it. They used a bow. But either way, I think it's really cool. I think pizzicato is cool. I just think the violin's a great instrument. Like, it conveys emotion so powerfully. That and the saxophone. Gotta love the saxophone. So that, or the person that called before hasn't tried calling back again, because they probably think I just hung up on them. I think there's a message waiting on the phone, but in truth, I have no idea, and I don't know how to check it either. So if it was something important, I'm sorry. I won't be able to attend to that, because I just don't know how to use. It's like one of those, it's like an older phone, and that just, I don't know. I guess I'm dating myself, but it's one of those older, like, office-type phones, and I just have no idea. So, anyway, let's try something else new. So I want to play a song now off the computer, because it just came out, and I've never done this before, so we're gonna see what happens, and hopefully I don't mess things up horribly, as I'm wont to do, as this episode of the show is testament to that, but also other ones where I make even more mistakes. And then if this works, I promise for the rest of the show, I'll stop talking about how I have no idea what I'm doing, because I'm sure it gets tiring to hear. So with that in mind, we're going to try and play a song by a Russian band called Simple Is Good. They're female-led, which is cool. I like a female lead singer, especially in post-rock. It works well. And they're Russian, and they sing in Russian, and the names of the songs are in Russian, so I have no idea how to pronounce it. But if you want me to butcher it, I can. So let's try it. Yinara C, the letter C, and then Hiba. That was probably like the exact opposite of a sound that it could be. But it's the fourth track on their new album, and their new album just came out like less than a week ago. So it's cool. It's really, I quite enjoy it. So let's see if I can manage to get this thing playing.
Thank you.
So that was, again, I'll just repeat the name. That was Simple Is Good playing a song that I don't know what the name is because it's in Russian. And in a similar vein with that, so I've been taking a Swedish class at UBC. And every time I tell someone, they're like, why? And I'm like, why not? Need arts credits. But also, it's really fun. And I've been kind of in the search for the most Swedish sound there is. And I think I've found it. I mean, I've only taken it for like a month, but I don't know if you can get more Swedish than this. So, in Swedish, there's a sound that is spelt S-J, and it's pronounced hu, so like sort of like H-W-O sort of thing, like hu. So like S-J-U-K is huk, and it's kind of it sounds like the wind. So anyway, 7 in Swedish is hu, and it so happens that 77 is hukti hu, and then 777 is hukandra hukti hu, and then 7777 is huk tusen hukandra hukti hu. And that's just so fun to say. It's really fun. I've just been saying it, like, at the bus stop. People stare at me. Just go around, like, sort of, instead of humming, I'll just be like, hoo-dee-hoo. And it's fun. It's really fun. I think weird things are fun, as evidenced by that thing. So, moving right along, I want to play a song by, I think they're Russian, too. But don't quote me on it. I'll check Wikipedia in the interim while it's playing. There's a lot of really cool post-rock coming out of Russia, though. They have the right of it. There's some good stuff coming out of Swedish, too. Or Sweden. Swedish. Sweden. I think just colder places have a knack for like, metal and post-rock. Like, It is inarguable that the metal coming out of Sweden and Scandinavia is just crazy. Like, have you guys ever heard Viking metal? Well, they make it in Scandinavia, and they just, like, yell about being Vikings and stuff. It's just really neat. It's neat stuff. So, because that has absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about before, and I don't know how I do that, digging myself into conversation holes, let's just move on. Let's move right along. This song is called Electrostatica, and it is by a band called Rudio / MM. I think. I don't know. I'm really bad at pronouncing things, as you can tell, hopefully, by now. But the song is Electrostatica, and if you want to know the actual songs and the playlist, you should like me on Facebook. Because then I post all the playlists, and I post the podcasts of the songs. So it's a good thing. It's the Spice of Life 101.9 FM. Spice of Life CITR 101.9 FM. Something like that. Anyway, search and ye shall find. And it would be nice if people liked it. Because there are only like 30 people that like it. Which is a bummer, but it's okay. It doesn't ruin my day. I just it would be cool if you guys enjoy the show, especially, then we can get connected and I can know that people other than my mom listen to this show, which I'm only like vaguely aware of. Hi mom, how's it going? Right, I said we were gonna play a song. We're gonna play a song, Electrostatica by Rudio. Here we go. We'll be right back. cool. So I learned actually that it's pronounced rideau por milimetro. And I'm not quite sure what that means, but anyway, they're from, I'm just fully looking at it right now. they're from Brazil. It's Brazilian. It's Brazilian. So, a Brazilian band. They're cool. Their, album is, their new album, it's called A Preia, is actually, no, is it A Preia? Yes, I think. Anyway, their new album, they've released it for Name Your Price, which is code for free, but if you want to, you can pay for it on their Bandcamp page. So I would really recommend it. Because it's a good listen, especially if you like that song. So I'm going to just spell it out for you. Spell it out for you loud and clear. RUIDO/MM. And the I has a funny accent on it, and I don't know what kind it is. Because I am not very cultured when it comes to that. So, what else? Here's some PSAs. How about that? We're going to hear from the Bike Kitchen, and then show promo for a show called Oral Tentacles.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
That sounds like a cool show. Also, like the Bike Kitchen, so I've never been, but it's a cool place, I would imagine. But I wonder, like, how much training you have to undergo to become a bike chef? Like, if you have to start out as, like, a bike washer, you have to wash pedals all day, and then after like years of cycling culinary school, you can become a head bike chef at the leading 5-star bike restaurants. I don't know anything about that. I want to tell you guys the funniest thing that I've heard this week, and it's from a friend of mine who's he's an older guy. He's a fair bit older, so he grew up around the 60s and in the 70s and got that whole 60s, 70s vibe, I guess, for lack of a better word. And he was telling me that when he was growing up, the women would used to grow their hair out, they wouldn't shave, but that it balanced out because they didn't wear bras either, so everything was okay. And I just think that's perfect. So... enjoy that while we listen to a song by a band called Fly Pan Am, and the song is Vaux Rêviez Rêviez, which I'm sure I also butchered.
Hey, I want to dance, but I don't want you to watch. We'll be right back.
a fairly cacophonous finale to a pleasant song. That was Fly Pan Am playing Vaux Rivier Rivier. And I want to take some time right now to describe you a family circus cartoon, because I don't understand why anyone would publish Family Circus. I don't understand why anyone would think it was funny. And just to illustrate that, I want to just describe it to you. So I'm going to, even worse than having to read it, I'm going to describe you a Family Circus cartoon. So the mother is sitting on the bedside of her son, and the kid's in bed looking rather shocked. The mother is holding a thermometer, and the boy says, "But I can't be sick. It's pizza day at school." Family Circus, everyone. Family Circus. What else? Here's a good one. So the same child from above is holding a stick of cotton candy, and he's looking delighted. And the quote is, "They might be made from the same thing, but cotton candy tastes better than my shirt." Here's another one with the same boy in it, reading a comic book and looking quite irate. "Now even comic books have too many commercials." What else is there? I'm trying to find ones that aren't too convoluted, because they'd be hard to describe. Whoa, this one just got real. So the dad is standing outreached hand towards, then motioning towards the boy, and the boy's standing up against the back wall holding something behind his back. And the dad says, "I know what you're hiding behind your back. Now give daddy his gun back." And at this point, I should probably say that sometimes people on the internet who realize that Family Circus, like, wasn't really, like, they don't even make jokes at all anymore, or ever. They've taken, like, the Family Circus panels, and they've tried to put weird stuff in there, so that could be one of those. I don't know if the kid taking his gun was a real Family Circus cartoon. Man, that's weird. Anyway, yeah, I would encourage everyone to just Google Family Circus and image search it, and just, like, look through confusedly at why these even got published. There are a lot of cartoons like that in the newspaper. Not to, like, throw shade on a bunch of, like, newspaper cartoons, but just, like I read them and it just makes me angry. And then I feel like an old man, too, because I'm, like, just sitting there just yelling at my newspaper, it's not a good feeling. But there are some good ones out there. I like Zits, and I like Burrows Before Swine. There are some funny ones, anyway, which is nice. But it's a rarity, so whenever I read one, I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting this to be funny, and it was, so good on them. We're running out of time, unfortunately, because this is, like, the highlight of my week, getting to spend time with you guys, and hearing myself talking and playing music that I want to play, and that I want to share with you guys. So I'm here every week, 2 to 3 Thursdays. Facebook page, Spice of Life, CITRFM. You should find me. It would be nice. That would be a nice thing to do for me. And then we can stay connected. And I even get, like, I take requests too, if you want. Like, if you want to, like, suggest music for me to play too, I'm always into that. New music is good. And I think to play us out, I'm going to play a song from a band called Yoma. The song is Stasis. And then at 3 o'clock, we will hear from Marco on his Astro Talk. So stay tuned for that. He's an interesting guy, and he has interesting things to say. So Yoma, song is Silence. Song is Stasis. The album is Approaching Silence. The song is Stasis. And hopefully I'll see you next week, and enjoy the Thanksgiving long weekend. Eat all the turkey in the world. Eat so much turkey that a Family Circus cartoon could be written about all the turkey that you ate. And have a good weekend. See you next week. And see you guys later.
The floor gave way. immediately realized what was happening. The roof came down. I covered my head with my hands and wondered, frankly, whether this was the end.